escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Rob Manfred from the Little League Classic, that was the genesis of the time he hung up on Cookin' Me, was promoting that event, that feel-good event. And the questions got a little too contentious for him.
Mainly, you were mainly
wrong. Kitchen a little too hot. No, it was a tag team effort there.
You guys were like making sure he thought he was out, and then you'd come in and clothesline him, basically.
It was like when the NWA with Hogan and the other two guys.
The NWO. NWA had Ice Cube and people like
the
that.
The NWO, when they lost it on that guy in the ring and they went nuts for the first time, who was the guy that was getting beat
Macho
up?
Macho Man was getting beat up.
Yeah, that was Manfred. Yeah, we were Hogan and his pals.
No one was coming to make the save, so he just dropped the call.
Stephen Nesbitt, who used to write for the Post-Gazette and now is at The Athletic, he put out in his mind, from what he's heard, what this realigned Major League Baseball would look like. And he has the Pirates going back into the National League East for the first time since the early 90s. It would be a four-team division with the Mets, the Nationals, and the Phillies. And I got to be honest with you. I'm not crazy about that for them.
Mets, Nats, Phillies?
No, I'm not crazy about that at all. I think that that's...
Two of those three teams will always outspend them by a ton and are perennial contenders in places where they take baseball very seriously and try to win.
And the Nationals have spent, they won a World Series in the last 10 years.
Still a huge market. You're the odd team out there, the odd market out for sure. D.C. is, I think, like the 10th or 9th market in the country. New York's one and Philly's probably 5 or 6.
So the way it would work is there would be four divisions in the National League. The four division winners would make the playoffs, and then there would be two wild cards. It would be just like the old NFL playoff format for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you finish in third place, you're highly, highly, highly unlikely to make the playoffs. If you finish in second, you've got like a 50% chance of making it. So you've got to be better. In if you're going to make the playoffs, you've got to be better than at least the Mets or the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And given...
Probably in most years, to feel really safe, you've got to be better than both.
Right. So now, you've got the Cubs, but the Cubs historically have not really used their resources and their situation in Chicago with a rabid fan base to their advantage. They've done very little winning. The Cardinals have fallen on somewhat hard times. The Brewers are the hot team right now, and the Reds are a little bit better off than the Pirates. They haven't made the playoffs since 2013. They've been a little bit more competitive for the most part. They're not a playoff mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got more teams in it, the NL Central, but it feels to me like your chances of actually going anywhere are increased. Not by much, because the Pirates have only made the playoffs three times since the division was formed, and they've actually never won it. They've never won the division. How many teams in baseball, since they realigned in
95.
Because 94 was a strike year. How many teams since the playoffs started in 95 with the three-division format have not won a division?
Would you like to play this game
I think the Marlins are one, but they've won two World Series as a wild card.
The Marlins have not won a division, but they have won two World Series, as you said. So they've never finished first in their existence.
The Bucks, the Buckaroos, and then I think that might be it.
The Rays have definitely won the AL East. Here's one, randomly. I'd have to go back and look. Okay, the Jays did win it the 1 year in 15.
I think that's it, Chris. I think it's 2 out of 30 teams.
And the other team literally has won two World Series while playing as a wild card.
And I think it's good, like, geographically, it does make a lot of sense. There's no more games in the central time zone in your division. Washington's the easiest commute, but the other two places are drivable.
I've got
both
one more
their
that
fans
hasn't
to
done
come
it.
Here and vice versa.
Rockies have never won their division.
Really?
Rockies have never won it. The year they got to the World Series, they technically were second in that division.
That's right. They won the one game playoff against San Diego. Arizona won the division that year.
Three.
Yeah, three.
Honestly, man, I would like to see something more like this, because I do think probably for the sport, to the extent that I care.
And the nostalgia of the 70s with the Phillies, you bring that back.
Yeah, and also, I mean, people hated the Mets here in the early 90s. Not as much, like, the Expos, the Mets, all these teams, like, not saying, like, the Mets are closer. I mean, Cincy, you know, is a closer drive. Chicago's basically an equidistant drive from New York to here. But, like, I do think you'd have chances to have better rivalries formed like this. Like, a little familiarity breeds contempt.
But rivalry requires you being good in order for a rivalry to exist, Chris.
The other part of it is, like, would they be so bad, and would it look so outlandishly bad for them that maybe, I don't know, does pride kick in ever? Like, I'm
pride? What are you talking about?
I'm just trying to, like, kick around these ideas.
Where was the pride this offseason with schemes?
Pony, I'm grasping at straws here, all right?
You're never the grasping at straws guy. You're the guy that sees the straws on the floor and urinates on them and kicks them to the side. You don't just grasp at them.
I do think it would serve as sort of a stark distinction, though, if it was them plus three teams that are, by and large, especially two we know for sure, going to spend a lot of money, and they would look a certain kind of way. Right now, they're in a division where pretty much everybody but the Cubs acts in a reasonably similar manner. I almost think that gives them a little camouflage.
And the Orioles and Rays have been in loaded divisions and have found ways to make the playoffs and all that with the Yankees, Red Sox, and Jays. But the Pirates don't draft and develop like those two teams. Donnie, thumbs up or thumbs down on this realignment proposal? You like this division with the Nationals, Phillies, Mets, and Pirates?
I mean, the Nationals aren't a team to worry about, but the other two absolutely are. And you know, the Phillies are always managing to find themselves among the best teams in baseball. Like, sometimes your Mets spend a lot of money, but they fail.
They don't get anything out of it. Yeah.
The Phillies are a team that seem to deliver time and time again. Maybe they don't win the World Series every year, but they're pretty damn close to it.
The Mets have only made the playoffs in back-to-back years one time in their entire history. Did you know that? That's it.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
$99,000?
Yeah, that's it.
Holy crap.
I know, dude.
But that was like a guess from the mists for me. As a Mets fan by birth, now I know, I'm not trying to play gotcha games with you. You do support two teams. We saw you last year. It was very fun. When the Pirates were fully out of it and the Mets charged, we all kind of rallied behind you.
Yeah.
Lindor's hitting these crazy home runs. Like, it's very fun. It's why people love baseball. Turn off the Pirates portion of your brain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does Mets fan pony like this potentially for the Mets?
Yeah, because you're not in the division with the Braves anymore.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You're guaranteed, what, 12 against the Pirates every year?
Yeah, I don't know how they'd break down the number of games you'd play inside
the
division.
So I read this on ESPN. It would be 36 games total against the rest of the division.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing this on like the idea of a 156-game schedule, so they would actually chop six games off.
Yeah.
You'd play every team in the other league. So what is that, 16 teams? You'd play one series against every team in the AL.
Why are they getting rid of inventory, though? That makes no sense to me.
I'm just telling you what ESPN hypothesized.
No, I know, but I don't get that.
So you'd play 48 games against the AL. You'd play one series against every AL team, all right? You'd play 36 against your own division, so then you're at 84. And in a 156-game season, that would leave you with, I believe, 78 to get to or something like that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
And then that's how you would play the other three divisions in the NL. You'd split those games amongst those teams. Or no, 72 games, I guess it would be.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.